The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on this Tuesday, April the 9th. Two topics today, Diabetes Symposium, which we'll tell you about in just a minute, and also Talking Horse Productions. Now, what is Talking Horse Productions? Well, Ed Hansen is with us. Actually, Ed is Talking Horse
Productions. I am the Talking Horse.
That is Talking Horse Production. And you were here to tell us about a dramatic comedy that you have opening April the 25th.
It's dramatic, but it's more romantic than anything else, I think.
Oh.
Even though it says dramatic comedy on your brochure there, it's a absolutely charming story that was originally written for Marion Ross. If you know who Marion Ross was, played the mom in Happy Days.
Yeah.
And it had its world premiere at the New Theater Restaurant right over there in Kansas City with Marion Ross and her husband in real life, playing the two main characters.
Now, when was this?
This was back in 2003, I think.
Okay, so about 10 years ago.
About 10 years ago. And the play is called The Last Romance. And it's about this man named Ralph, who was, as a young man, an aspiring opera singer. Lives in New York. Actually had an audition for the Met. All this comes out in the story. And he's been a widower for several years and thinks that, you know, that time of his life is past. And one day in the park, he spots a lady with her little dog, and he is smitten. And so the whole play is about him setting out to meet this woman, to introduce himself to her, and to figure out if there could be a possible relationship.
Is there a possible relationship?
Well, there is.
Okay.
And that's part of the charm of the play.
But to see how this all plays out, you've got to go to the production.
You have to go to the production.
So it's an evening that is worthwhile spent sitting watching.
Absolutely. Four actors in the show. Ralph lives with his sister, who is divorced. Well, she's not divorced. She's been separated from her husband for 20-plus years because she's a good Catholic and she can't divorce.
Oh, okay.
And then you've got Carol, the love interest. All three of these actors are supposed to be in their 70s, which is wonderful casting. And then the fourth actor is Ralph as a young man in his 20s. Oh. And so in the transitional scenes, he comes out and he sings opera.
Oh, that's
to
nice.
Kind of get you from one scene to the next. Absolutely charming.
So are you in the production?
I am not.
Are you directing it?
I'm way too young to be in this production. Or way too old to be in this. I'm not directing it either. I'm just producing.
Okay. So if you want to see it, it's running April the 25th through the 28th. And then the next week, May 2nd through the 5th.
Right.
At 7:30.
At 7:30.
And that will see the last romance at Talking Horse Productions.
And it is a charmer. Please don't miss it.
Okay, tell us where.
Berlin Theater, which is at 220 North 10th
Street.
Which
is also a charming place.
It is a charming place. It holds about 50, so I would suggest that you try to get your tickets early if you can.
Yeah, and you feel like you're part of the production, don't you?
And there will be action in the aisles on this one, so I'm just letting the audience know in advance. They come right out to you to do some scenes.
So how do they get tickets?
Best way to do that is to go to our website, www.talkinghorseproductions.org. It's a lot of typing, but it's well worth it.
Or you can call 573-268-1381.
And if I answer and say, hello, this is Ed, don't freak out because that's actually my cell phone.
Oh,
but okay. That's okay.
All right, Ed Hansen, thank you so much for coming by.
Thank
Break
you,
a
Paul.
Leg with the production.
I appreciate
okay.
it.
Okay, now stay where you are. Listen close because we're now going to talk about a diabetes symposium that is coming up next Saturday, April the 20th. It's sponsored by MU Healthcare. And our two guests, I have Nancy Rebecca Palmer, RN.
Yes,
good to have you here, Nancy. And Carol Weeks, LPN. It's a pleasure to have both of you. And you actually are the MC.
Yes, I am.
Of this event, right?
Yes, I am.
And you're an auctioneer also.
Yes.
You were telling beforehand.
Yes, sir.
I was going to ask you to do a little bit of Leroy Van Dyke's The Auctioneer part. But anyway, the Diabetes Symposium is really an upbeat event that you're having,
It is.
Now, a lot of terrible things can happen to you and your body if you have diabetes and you don't take care of it. But we're not going to talk about that today. We're going to talk about the good things that will be going on at this event to prevent those bad things to happening to your body.
Yes, yes. Thank you, Paul. We are glad to be here to promote the symposium. And we've got a really great, the keynote speaker. Her name is Karen Buxman. And she's actually written a book, What's So Funny About Diabetes.
Well, what is so funny about diabetes?
Well, she's going to go through and teach us, I'm hoping, from her book that I've been reading. I'm not quite done with it yet, but how we can use humor as a tool, you know, in our attitude.
Right. And that's good with anything, isn't it? Using humor.
Yes.
Using humor to make yourself feel better and start thinking positive.
Yes, yes. And one of the things I wanted to point out, on the back of her book here, it says her mission is to improve global health through laughter and help heal the humor impaired. And I love that.
Oh, I do too.
Isn't that great? So that's her mission.
The humor impaired, kind of like the hearing impaired.
So she's going to start it out, and then we're going to have a kind of Dr. Delsberger and Paula Vandelicht, who's a dietitian from Hy-Vee. They're teaming up, and it's going to be cooking with the cardiologist.
Okay.
So we're going to be getting some heart-healthy recipes, ideas on how we can eat better. Yeah. Then they're going to get lunch. This, and I might add that
the doctors have cooked.
That
they're going to get the lunch the doctors cooked.
Well, they're teaming up. And,
okay.
Yes, and then we're going to have lunch, and then there's breakout sessions. Mm-hmm. And so I'll let Carol kind of jump in here and tell
because
us.
Because Carol is emceeing this whole thing.
She is emceeing this, and to be honest with you, I'm very excited, but this is my first time at the symposium, so I'm a little nervous about what's going on and what's going to happen. But we've got some great breakout sessions, and we've got amazing door prizes. Mm-hmm. For these people, they're going to love them. But it is a free event, and the seating's limited, so we do require registration.
Oh, it's free.
It's free.
Yes, it is.
It is free.
The lunch, too?
The lunch, the lunch too.
You're
it is free.
You're doing the lunch free, too?
Yes.
We've got some
oh,
great
my goodness.
Sponsors.
And,
yeah.
So it's
going to be a great
but
event.
But you've got to register. You can't just show up.
Okay. So how do you register?
Well, you want to call us at 573-884-0769
okay.
to reserve your seat.
Give them the number again, 573-884-0769. 0769. So this is for the Diabetes Symposium, which is not this Saturday, next Saturday, April 20th. It is all free. It sounds like, I mean, really going to be a good program. How many people can you handle?
Well, I think there's a limited amount. I think it's about 140.
Okay.
I believe.
And you get free lunch, too.
Yes.
Okay.
But they do have to, Paul, I really want to stress that they have to call.
Okay. And call that number right now.
Yes.
You're not going to get in unless you call.
Right.
It's free, 884-0769.
Yes.
Ladies, thank you so much
thank
for coming
you.
On.
Thank
We're
you.
Out of time. I was going to have you do some auctioning, but we can't. Our program, directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director, Elizabeth Hyten. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. Tomorrow, we got the Show Me Opera on. And if there's something you'd like to hear or see, drop me an email, pepperp@missouri.edu. Bye-bye.